Hello. How are you today? Thank you for tuning in to the That's So Good podcast show. Today I have a special show for you today. I have three special guests here today, and I'm going to let them do an introduction of you. And hello, Facebook friends and family. How are you? I have Carlton Jones here. We have Nilu Path here. She is here live in the flesh, but she's on the phone. But she's here, and we have Carlton Jones and Mr. Eddie Davis. How is everyone doing today?
Fantastic.
Fine.
Nilu?
Excellent. Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. I'm so glad that I have all three of you here today to discuss food and entrepreneurship, where it all started for me, entrepreneurship. So I do have some questions for you all, and we do have ladies first, Nilu. So we're going to start with you today. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, Chef Lisi. It is an honor to be on your podcast. So thank you for inviting me.
You're very, very welcome. I have a couple of questions for you, and then we're all going to engage and have one nice conversation, and then we'll all be done, and everybody can get back to their work, okay?
All right. Ma'am.
No problem. So, Mr. Eddie Davis, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Fantastic. Can you tell me a little bit about who you are?
Well, I am the president and executive director of the Center for the Acceleration of African American Business. And here at Better Family Life, where we're located today, I am also the business manager of the business center.
Okay. And Mr. Jones?
My name is Carlton Jones. I work for Better Family Life as a financial educator, and I'm a member of the finance entrepreneurial team.
Okie dokie. And Ms. Nilu, who are you and what do you do?
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Nilu Punt. I'm a mother, foremost. That's what I really pride myself in being. And currently, I am the Community Development Advisor at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis.
Okay, perfect. What a beautiful, beautiful introduction. And pardon me, Facebook viewers, if we're having some technical difficulties, but we got them fixed. So today, I kind of want to talk to everyone about how it all started. Food and entrepreneurship has been something that I never thought I would be doing. I had a normal 9-to-5 working every day and didn't know which way to turn. So I kind of wanted to share with you all how it all began and how I met these three wonderful individuals. I was working at a part-time location at Dilbert Central Kitchen, and it was a temporary service because I was working at name brand places that people will call it, the Hiltons and the Ameristars and different places that people stay, and I just couldn't get to work on time. And that was an issue that I had, and I had to master that. So my punishment was working at a temporary service. And while I was working there, I went on my lunch break, and on my lunch break, I had a newspaper article that said, entrepreneurship classes available at Better Family Life. So I immediately responded. And who was the first person that I spoke with? Mrs. Nilu. That's why she's one of the most important individuals on this cast today. This cast, my apologies. Because if she hadn't took my phone call, I wouldn't have been able to get entered into the class. And these two men had the class already booked up. I was in class 4, and I was no space for Nisi. But guess what? Nilu took the time, got me in, and I got up the steps, and this is who I met, these two young men right here. And my life has changed forever. They gave me the skill set. They also gave me the confidence, and they also helped me with public speaking, sitting up straight and understanding my worth. And that's why I wanted to start off my season 2 with an introduction of where it all started. So that's why we're here, and that's who they are, Facebook friends and family and Podbean listeners. So let's get to our questions and everybody can get back to their wonderful day. How you doing today, Mr. Eddie?
I'm doing just fine.
I know it's hot outside. Y'all staying dehydrated? Hydrated.
Staying hydrated and right now staying cool.
I know. And Nilu, how about you? Were you staying cool and relaxing today?
Yes, I am. I have been indoors all day today. So, yeah, I'm hydrated and I'm trying to stay cool.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And Mr. Carlton, you see that notification up there, Mr. Eddie, you're not being covered up. That's
just okay.
Tell me a little bit about you and who you are. Tell me a little bit about why you felt that entrepreneurship was so important for you to be a part of.
Well, particularly here at Better Family Life, entrepreneurship is very important. It's very important for people who really want to do it and have a passion to do it. It's important because it frees your life. It gives you time. It can provide you money. And it can provide you the things that you want and desire in life. And so I would encourage anyone who's thinking about becoming an entrepreneur to pursue your passion and do just that, because it can provide you freedom.
Yes. And Mr. Jones, your opinion on why entrepreneurship is so important?
Well, I'm very thankful that Better Family Life offers the opportunity-ship platform to would-be business owners. What we do is we help you take your idea, your hustle, and turn it into a business through our 10-week class here at Better Family Life. We teach a variety of skill sets. We know that entrepreneurship is important because in many ways, shapes, or fashion, that's how you create community development. That's how you make sure that a rising tide lifts all boats, especially when you consider that 80% of employees in America work for small businesses. Oh. So entrepreneurship is a way for a lot of folks to begin that small business journey and do it in such a way that it not only helps you and your family, but it helps the community as a whole. So we're very thankful that Better Family Life offers this 10-week program here at the Better Family Life Cultural Education and Business Center. And if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty, entrepreneurship is important because it creates that economic velocity. And when you consider that a generation or two, 40% of African Americans were in business, and now it's 7%, we see that the need is so, so great at this particular point of time. And we do all we can to help people like Chef Nisi and a variety of people through the 14 programs we've had over the last 4 or 5 years.
Perfect, perfect. I love it. I'm glad that you all came up with this program, because I didn't know what I'd be doing, probably working a 2 or 3 9-to-5s. And Ms. Nilu, why is entrepreneurship important to you?
First, entrepreneurship is very, very important to me because I'm a daughter of an entrepreneur. My dad was a serial entrepreneur, had been an entrepreneur since he was in his teens. And so I think entrepreneurship is in my blood. And when I was working in the community development space, going in different communities, what I realized that entrepreneurship was a path to building wealth. Many of the individuals, families, communities that I was working in were in many sense not employable. But that does not mean they were not capable of dreaming and owning their own business. But we just didn't have an infrastructure to support that. And that's when I met Mr. Davis here in St. Louis, who was passionate about entrepreneurship just as I was, and was passionate about helping our Black entrepreneurs succeed and build wealth. And so that, to me, was very attractive. And between him and myself, you know, we had the Center for the Acceleration of African American Business really focused in on helping these entrepreneurs. And we transitioned into Better Family Life, where we had the opportunity of working with Carson and with other career counselors who are working with families and individuals in the workforce development program. But I realized as I was teaching these classes that many of these, I'm going to say women, because majority of those participants at the Workforce Development Program for women. They had big dreams. They had excellent ideas. Chef Nisi, those ideas were unbelievable. And so we felt that having the entrepreneurship class, sharing that one-on-one counseling with what Mr. Davis was doing at the Center for the Acceleration of African American Business was so important, because these women, these participants in the Workforce Development class had great entrepreneurship ideas, and holding that what became our passion, our mission. And again, I think that entrepreneurship spirit and that entrepreneurship blood, and the colleagues like Mr. Davis and Carlton, and class participants like you, Chef Nisi, is what entrepreneurship is about. And when you dream, you know, it works. We make it happen. So again, I'm passionate about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is a passion.
That is also true. When you dream, when you visualize, you materialize. And here in this room is where you see this beautiful artwork, this glasswork. This is the classroom where it all started. I sat in the front of the class, and I paid attention, and I stayed after class because I wanted to know more, especially about myself, and just learn about how I can help people, or just being an entrepreneur. I didn't even know that existed. But I do want to see how we can link food together. How does food and entrepreneurship go together? What is your go-to food, Mr. Davis, when it's time for you to start your business, your day? What is your go-to food? And also, what is your favorite food that you've tasted from That's So Good?
Okay, well, my favorite food is chicken.
I love chicken too.
And I eat chicken. I eat chicken a lot. I also eat fish a lot, but I love chicken. Mm-hmm. And my favorite food from That's So Good is the famous That's So Good lasagna. Ooh. It is absolutely wonderful. And I have a second favorite, and that is the pasta salad.
Thank you.
Pasta salad is really good. It has all the ingredients that I love, and I just thank Chef Nisi for introducing me to that particular dish.
Okay, thank you. Same question for you, Mr. Carlton. How is food important to you? What's your go-to food to start your day, and also your favorite food from your student, one of your students, me, That's So Good.
I like to eat breakfast.
I'm a breakfast guy. That's great.
You know, I tell people all the time, the reason they call it break fast, because it's you breaking your fast. So I like to start my day with breakfast. And a lot of time, of course, it's oatmeal. But, you know, eggs and bacon is every now and then is pretty good, although I cut back on the bacon. And I just started eating duck bacon, and it turned out to be pretty good. But
Duck bacon
is high, but it's good, and it's lean.
Okay, it's lean. It's not greasy or anything?
Not at all. It's, they can't keep it in the store.
Duck bacon. That's probably why I never seen it. It ain't in the store. But I'll be looking for that. Duck bacon.
My favorite food from Chef Nisi, like Eddie, is the lasagna. It's off the chain.
Ooh.
And I guess my second best would be her shepherd's pie. As a single guy, I always like to tell people, Chef Nisi brings me Sunday dinner. She has Chef Nisi to go, so I look at her little menu and say, hey, this is what I want this Sunday. So not every Sunday, but enough to make a difference and make some folks jealous.
Oh, thank you so much. And Miss Nilu, the last question for you. What is your favorite go-to food when you want to start your day, and your favorite food from That's So Good?
Like Mr. Davis, I'm a chicken person. I love chicken any way you cook it. Fried chicken, chicken wings, Asian-style chicken curry. Oh, my gosh. I mean, my family will tell you I just love chicken. And for me, Chef Nisi, I think everything that you prepare is good. Particularly, I love your chicken wings.
Okay.
And, those old chicken wings, I think, are awesome. And I need to have more of those. I know that COVID, we haven't had a real chance to fried your food a lot, but would love to do it again.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, and I want to add one more thing about it's so good. For Chef Lisi, it's not just about food. You know, I can see her passion in cooking and feeding others. I was most proud, and I'm still proud of Chef Lisi, for thinking about community members during the pandemic who were deprived of access to food, access to family members because of COVID, and Chef Lisi going door to door, trying to help families get access to food in our food desert neighborhood. That to me is passion. That to me is a true entrepreneur who's passionate about her work, who's passionate about her food, and who's passionate about her community. I think that's where I connect with you the most, Chef Lisi, is your willingness to feed those who don't have. So again, kudos to you for doing that during this pandemic and continuing to do that, doing that even now. So again, that's how I connect with you the most.
Thank you so much. That really touched me. I love to hear feedback because sometimes I have those days where I just don't know if anybody's noticing or some give up days, you know. And when I hear feedback from people, it really fuels me to want to keep going. And speaking of the pandemic, Mr. Eddie, how has that interrupted your lifestyle? How has it, you know, interfered with your everyday living?
Well, interestingly enough, it interfered by providing me much more work. you know, the pandemic has a different effect on a lot of different people. But one effect that it had on, I think, all of us is the reduced ability to raise money for our family. Mm-hmm. And one of the best ways I think that a person can do that is to take, as Carlton said, a hustle and turn it into a business. And so for me, I get at least three people a week who are interested in becoming an entrepreneur, and I try and help as many of them as I can because I know that that's the way that you can feed your family, you can do it at a pace that you can set for yourself, and if you do it correctly, as Carlton said, it can generate a true institution of wealth that you control. And that's very important to me because one of the things that I noticed in entrepreneurs, and I'm going to name a couple of them,
okay.
Bill and Melinda Gates, all of you know who they are. They have an entrepreneurial spirit, but they also have a spirit of giving back to the community that they came from. And then two people that are famous for me and have been very inspirational for me are David and Thelma Stewart. You may not know as much about them, but when I say David is a founder of Worldwide Technology, that will ring a bell. Those people do not just think about themselves, they think about others as Nisi does, who may not be in a position to do what they can do, and they give back, not always money, but they give back time and money to people who have a little less than they may do. And those are the individuals, as I think, can be successful because they're not just thinking about themselves, that they're also thinking about others in the community that need help and support as well.
Very, very. Now, see, I like how you worded that and put that together because it makes a lot of sense when you do things from the heart. You don't have to lie or say things that you don't really want to say because it's natural, it's authentic, it's coming from the soul. And for me, the pandemic had helped me adjust to doing podcasts. I couldn't go out on the streets and set up my tent and do things with people and engage with the community because of the pandemic. So I really enjoy the opportunity to have an up-close and personal conversation with people that I've worked with. And it helps me understand who I am a little bit more and also matures me for when I have to do upcoming projects. Mr. Jones, we ain't forgot about you. How has the pandemic affected you and your business?
Well, the first thing it did was make me more technical.
Okay, technical savvy, perfect.
Yeah, before the pandemic, I never heard of Zoom. And now I'm the Zoom guy.
Okay.
Doing 2 or 3 meetings a day on Zoom.
Okay.
And in many ways, shapes, and fashion, I am finding that you sometimes can make better connections.
Yes.
I know during our last class that we had that ended in June, we had 12 people in the class, and because we were doing it on Zoom, we had perfect attendance. Everybody was there.
Yes.
You know, you didn't have to take your kids to the daycare. You weren't running late because your car was broke.
Right.
So we were able to make better connections. And through those better connections, we were able to work a little bit more thoroughly with folks.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were using the technology, the emails, the Zoom, the video calls, and things of that nature. So I don't know how it's going to end or if it's going to continue, but we do know that guys like myself, being more technical, getting out there and connecting with more people on a consistent basis, can't do anything but help us in the mission that we have to create platforms and additional entrepreneurs in the community.
Yes, and did you guys hear that? You see these 3 heavy hitters I got talking right here today? These are the type of people that you want to plant into your soul. The seeds of their knowledge is going to help you grow. And I am just in awe, again, to be sitting here with all 3 of them. And so sadly that Nilu could not make it. She had some family emergencies to tend to, but she did still find the time to be here with us today to do this recording. So thank you again, Nilu, Mr. Davis, and Carlton.
My pleasure.
You're very welcome. I do have another question for you. No, not even a question. I just wanted to say thanks to the 3 of you personally from me being one of your students. I will speak for all the students you had in all the classes. I didn't know that this type of resource set in the middle of this type of neighborhood. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of scary, but the spirit and the help that you get when you come in the building, it changed my life. And if you all hadn't created this program, this class, I would have not been sitting here today as Chef Nisi. You, the 3 of you together collectively set up a literature itinerary for everybody to follow, gave us a vision, and I just wanted to say thank you. You know, I'm speechless, and I normally cry for those that know me. I normally cry, but I'm not going to cry. I'm going to shake it off now. But, you know, Miss Nilu, you was the female vision for me to see, you know, go upstairs, you can do it, send your paperwork in, and go from there. You helped me with that, and you still continue to help me as much as you can, so thank you for that. Eddie, I've always called you for financial assistance or just questions to answer when I gotta have a meeting with somebody important. You're like my business father, and I always thank you and think about you every time I got something serious to do. So thank you for being the man that you are and deciding to wanna come to this neighborhood to wanna work with people. And Carlton, I call you top dog because I always save the best for last, because you were the kind of guy that just reminded me of myself, real laid back and cool. And then you opened your mouth and you had all these skills and you were smart and you were these resources. And I didn't even think that you were going to have all that information. But then all together, all 3 of you guys.
I'm looking around to see who she's talking about.
I'm talking about you. I'm just saying all together, you guys collectively have changed my life. And if other people didn't tell you, they probably don't have the guts to do it yet. But I'm letting you know, I appreciate this classroom, this building, you all just being here, dedicating 10, 12 classes. You know, it just changed my life. And people need to, if they have the classes open up again, please try to come in. Try to reach out to them. They have different platforms where you can reach out just for information, or you want to learn a little bit more about them. They're going to let you know in just a few moments here. I just wanted to end the show with letting everybody know, thank you for my participants for my August giveaway for the St. Louis Cardinal game. We had a wonderful time. I will be doing another giveaway very soon in September. And this is the beginning of season 2, Food and Entrepreneurship. So thank all 3 of you for being the first episode of my season 2.
Well, thank you, Chef Nisi. I mean, you're on top of your game.
I'm working on it.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead, Nilu. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, Carlton, you can go ahead.
Let me just say this as we wrap up. My first impression of Stephanie Nisi was that she was a go-getter. She was a front row sitter. From the first day, she was in your face. And that's one of the things that you have to do as an entrepreneur is be in people's face. Mm-hmm. You cannot be a shy person to be an entrepreneur. So she alluded to the fact that Eddie and Nilu and myself helped put this program together. But it's all part of the mission and the purpose of Better Family Life. Yes. As you well know, this building here at 5415 Page is called the Better Family Life Cultural Education and Business Center.
That's right.
And when she said Nilu told her to go upstairs, she came upstairs because this is the third floor and this is where the business center is. Mr. Davis, he's being modest, but he's been doing what he's been doing for a long time.
Yes. So, I mean, he is the jewel.
Deborah
he is the jewel.
And Malik choosing him to run this center, mm-hmm. You know, hey, sometimes it's the people. It's not the bricks. So we're just very proud of this. And what we do, and I'm just going to briefly say about the Better Family Life Entrepreneur Training Program, is that it's a 10-week program. It starts off the first week with intense instruction from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, we do Tuesdays and Thursdays, we do office hours, and then we do guest speakers every week. Mm-hmm. You're working with Mr. Davis and his team and myself as well, but when you complete this program, you will have a business plan.
Yes.
And that business plan is your roadmap. In addition to the guest speakers and the business plan, what I do as a teacher, coach, and mentor is I teach what we call soft skills. So as Nilu talked about being able to learn how to speak, that's what we teach. We teach financial literacy, salesmanship, resources, social media, marketing, your elevator pitch. And then in addition to that, we have loan programs where we actually help some people get a little dollars to
do
their thing. We have a micro loan program through Carrollton Bank that goes from $500 to $5,000. Initially, we had a loan program that Chef Nisi took advantage of through the National Council of Jewish Women.
Yes,
I remember she got that $500 and got her some liability insurance.
I sure did.
So she could continue cooking. But I mean, I'm just proud to be part of the Better Family Life Entrepreneur Training Program and just part of the Better Family Life family. And if you don't think entrepreneurship can work, keep in mind, Better Family Life started off as a nonprofit entrepreneurship venture in a basement in Youth City.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in a $20 million building at 5415 Page. So hang in there and be tough with it. I just enjoy working with the team. Chef Nisi, she's always going to do what she does, and she's a fighter. And then one day I just look forward to seeing her on one of them cooking shows.
Yes. I appreciate that love. Coming from you guys, I appreciate that. And Mr. Eddie, again, you, the CAAB, yes, you have been doing it for years. And just, you know, I just wanted to highlight you for maybe 10 seconds.
Get more than 10 seconds.
I know we got to wrap it up. We got to wrap it up. But, you know, you are real laid back and real distinguished. And I remember when you let me ride with you in your car and we went to the business forum at the airport and I put on a suit. And I put on some heels, and I felt like a lady. Uh-oh. I think the tears are coming. I felt like a lady. I never wore a suit before until I came to this building to be a business entrepreneur. And if it hadn't been for you and the way you dressed and the way you was firm with helping me with my business plan and my numbers, I wouldn't be here today. So pardon me for crying, but that is authentic for you. I really love all three of these people. I keep in touch with them every day like we're family members. And they are my family. They're my business family.
We've seen her cry on a couple of occasions.
Yeah, I cry every day. I cry all the time.
That's nothing new. But let me just say this. It's a real pleasure to work with the individuals that we encounter here at Better Family Life. They are good people who have great ideas.
Yes.
Just need a little help.
Yep.
And I don't consider myself an educator at all. I simply try to share my experiences and some of the skills that I have with the individuals that I encounter here, and that hopefully they can move on as Nisi has done I was watching her set up this podcast in awe. Mm-hmm. She almost did not know how to set up a computer when she came in this class. And now to see that transform to what she's doing today is what we really are all about.
That's right.
It's using some skills and talents to get you from point A to point B. And I'll end this with a little poem. Those of you who know me know that I like poems. Entrepreneurs are special people, but you have to ask for the business. Carlton is best to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you in the way of a poem that goes like this. He who has a thing to sell and goes and whispers in a well is far less apt to get the dollar than he who climbs the tree and holler.
I like that.
That was good. That was a good one. That was a good one. I hope you all heard that. And if you did, you can go back to this platform and listen to this. We're going to be on Podbean, YouTube, and Instagram. Again, my face is a little damp from crying, but again, that's how much love is in this building and with these three individuals put together. If you ever need any type of assistance with entrepreneurship, they're going to leave their information on the platform, and they're going to let you know how to get in touch with them. And again, thank you, Podbean listeners. Thank you, Facebook friends and family, for tuning in. I appreciate you, and have a wonderful rest of the day. Until, Mr. Eddie, how can I get in touch with you?
My cell phone number is 314-322-9542. My email address is edavis@sbcglobal.net. Call anytime between 9 and 4.
That's a number you want to put in your contacts. And Mr. Carlton?
My email address is cjones@betterfamilylife.org. That's cjones@betterfamilylife.org. And the number here is 314-367-3440, extension 603.
Extension 603. And Ms. Nilu, how can we get in touch with you if they need any assistance from you?
You can email me at Nilu, N-E-E-L-U, Pant, P-A-N-T-H, at yahoo.com, or Bobby at 314-369-8667. And I would be happy to connect you with any resources that you all may need from an entrepreneurship standpoint. I just wanted to end with a message.
Yes,
Jeffy, I think you are a dreamer, a person with vision, and your persistence is what has brought you where you are right now. So if you want to be an entrepreneur like Jeffy, those are the three ingredients you must have. And Mr. Davis, in person, a better family life will be your tool to get to fulfill your dreams and to get to where you want to be. So again, it was a pleasure being a part of this podcast. It was a pleasure coming back, getting back with Mr. Davis and Carlton and you, Chef Lucy, and doing this. I think I really have missed you all a lot. And this was a big party. So yes, I wish I was there.
We definitely miss you.
Hey, I'm there in spirit.
Well, thank you, Nilu. We miss you as well.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day, Nilu, and I love you, and take care, and tell your friends and family that I said hello, and watch this podcast at your convenience, maybe at dinner time.
Absolutely. Thank you. I love you all, too.
Take care now, Nilu.
Okay.
Thank you, Carlton.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Carlton, and thank you, Mr. Eddie. You all have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you, Facebook friends and family. See you soon.
Appreciate you, Nisa.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you all coming out today to assist with this podcast. I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much.